the A grade in class.
Now you said you, when you were in school, you spent a year in B.
And a year in A.
Yeah.
In the first grade.
Yes.
The same in the second grade.
Now was this school was located close here, I suppose.
Yeah, here in Brazil, right here in Brazil.
Right here in Brazil. Now, but it wasn't a one-room school.
Oh, no.
By any means, you had...
We had, down at Jackson Street, we had six grades. From the first to the sixth grade. And then, from there, I came up here, right over here, Meridian Street. And they had what was termed as a seventh and eighth grade then. And by the time a boy or a girl got to the seventh and eighth grade, he was usually 18, 19 years old.
Yes.
When most kids are out of high school.
Nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
But you received really, for this, for that time.
Well, 8 years.
You received a full education, didn't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we had another incentive when we was in school, especially in the seventh and eighth grade. If all of our daily recitations were above 85 and conduct was above 90, your final examination, you were exempt.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you had to have those grades before you could be exempt. Mm-hmm. And I worked awful hard to keep them up because I hated an examination. And do yet, you know, an examination scares me to death.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I can go in and be prepared for it, no, but I don't know, I just freeze it.
Tense up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you were telling me the first time we talked, you did go on to school after you graduated.
Yeah, I went to business colleges after that. But
were
I never
they
went.
Here in town? Or
yeah,
in
we
town?
Had a good business college here in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finished eighth grade, Dad sent me to Terrell to Brown's Business College, which was on South 6th Street. The old Star Building at 6th and Ohio on the southeast corner.
Oh,
that,
yes.
That was the Star Building. And then right back of that was what we call the Arcade.
Yes, that's
it's so. Probably been, I think it's been torn down, but
yes. Yes, that's a parking lot.
It was a three-story building. Yeah, that's right, it is a parking lot now. It was a three-story building, and the second and third floor was occupied by Brown's Business College.
I've heard of it, but I...
I don't know what the business college is. They're on Wabash Avenue, right downtown now.
I think it's called Indiana Business College.
Is it?
You know, that's in the Wolf.
Yeah, that's right. I noticed the other day.
Mm-hmm. Since that building burned down,
yeah.
Toon Brothers and even affected Throckmorton's walk
yeah.
there. They had quite a fire yeah. there at one point.
Yeah, I remember when they had that fire over there.
Well, now, I know you've indicated you read a good deal, so has there been a place where books can be studied and drawn out over here?
Like a library?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have one just catty-corned across the driveway from it here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, very, very handy.
Uh-huh.
But I never use it.
Is that a Carnegie?
Yeah.
Underwritten?
Mm-hmm. I think it was built about 1904, I believe, or 1905.
So? Uh-huh. You never use it.
No.
You get your own books.
I get my own books. If there's something I want real bad, like one of my big hobbies is reading biographies of big composers.
I see.
Like Chopin and Beethoven and Bach and those people. I have quite a collection of books and biographies. And then another thing, I like to read about the American Revolution. I have books on that and the war between the North and South has always been very interesting. I like that reading. But
what do you call that war?
The North and the
South.
The Civil War.
Is that's all it's been called in
that's
your
all
lifetime?
I ever heard it called.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's the Civil War.
War.
In this territory.
Mm-hmm.